Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
To the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always, always love it when you participate in this fine program. You can do so toll-free at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, we've heard differing excuses for these mass shootings, or at least different places to point blame. But I don't know if you know what Laura Ingraham's blaming it on. She's blaming it on the weed.
What?
Mass shootings, primarily because, you know, the weed's gotten better, according to Laura Ingraham on Fox News. Don't call her a journalist.
Don't call her a scientist. Don't call it a comeback.
Fox News host Laura Ingraham on Tuesday suggested that marijuana consumption might be contributing to the uptick in mass shootings in America. An alleged link she called the pot psychosis violent behavior connection.
Ooh, wow.
It's nearly famous. I just heard of it.
Sounds scientific.
Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell.
Ingram's remarks came in an interview with Dr. Russell Kamer, the medical director of Partners in Safety, which helps companies to provide drug tests for employees. They're in the drug testing industry, Dom. During this segment, the conservative pundit brought up last week's shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children and two adults were murdered in a school shooting by an 18-year-old gunman with a legally purchased assault rifle. Ingram asked her guest, Kramer, why aren't people in general not talking more about the pot psychosis violent behavior connection? What we find in studies is it's very clear that the use of high potency marijuana is strongly associated with the development of psychosis, Kamer said. My colleagues in Colorado, Kamer continued, are sounding the alarm because that was one of the first states to legalize. It's practically a daily occurrence that kids come into the emergency rooms in a florid cannabis-induced psychosis.
Really? Are they coming into the emergency rooms and shooting everybody, or are they just tripping out because they consume too much cannabis?
That's not clarified here in the interview transcript, the annotation, Dom. Let me just read a bit more. At one point, Ingram stressed that the country needs to have a serious national conversation about the alleged potential for weed to make young men more violent. Yes, let's have that conversation. Yeah. Does it happen? No.
No.
Conversation
over.
That's
why they're not talking about it.
This is something that the medical community is well aware of. Yet, you get the sense that billions of dollars are on the line are more important than our kids, Ingram said.
Now, is she talking about the gun lobby or what?
Please continue. The big pot lobby, Dom.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And what's happening, especially to young men in the United States who are frequent users of this high-potency THC that's now in the marijuana products sold legally in dispensaries across the United States. Well, guess what, Laura Ingraham? We don't got no legal marijuana dispensaries here in the state of Wisconsin. Just had another mass shooting. How do you explain that? Well, probably black market pot psychosis violence.
I mean, what a freaking joke. I mean, nobody. And I've been consuming high potency weed for much of my adult life.
As long as they've been making it high potency, you've been consuming it high potency?
You know it,
baby. Remember the dude with the backpack and his dad was like the superintendent of schools?
Yeah.
And he used to come around and he had the good stuff.
Oh, the green, man. You'd get a little quarter of that and stick it up in your closet wrapped up in bags and foil and whatever you can do. And as soon as you open the door of the house, you knew that stuff was in town.
Yeah, everybody knew.
Stanky.
Get it out. It's loud up in here.
Yep. This is an embarrassment. Oh, you got more to add?
More quote from Laura Ingraham.
Do we have to
cut her short without full context now?
Well, of course. Let's put the cherry on top, Crudy.
And yet people like Beto O'Rourke, and I'm not trying to drag you into a political conversation, Dr. Kamer, but they're fine with going in and do a run on the guns. And I guess you can argue that if that's what you want to do, try to get rid of the Second Amendment. But yeah. Completely oblivious to what legalization of marijuana has done and it's doing to an entire generation of Americans, with violent consequences.
Bull crap! What, and people have been smoking weed before it became legal, Ingram. And I smoke weed, and I watch porn, and I listen to rock and roll and rap and punk rock, and I never, ever once had the instinct or the urge to go in, buy an AR-15 at 2 o'clock and walk out at 5 o'clock and shoot people because my back hurt. I mean, and she's supposed to be, I don't know, a journalist, I guess not, a talking head, certainly. I got one for you. How about this? I guarantee you, like, 99% of those mass murderers drink milk. When are we going to, I mean, stop the milk lobby, man?
The slippery milk slope.
I mean, give me a freaking break. This is an embarrassment. You can go down the list and come up with any outrageous comparison, a correlation that you want to. This is not scientific. We've been consuming as a humanity the substance since humanity began.
Well, Dom, there was that one time, it turns out, according to Tucker Carlson, rhymes with Tucker, also on the Foxy News, that one time back in August of 2019, you know, the shooter in Dayton, Ohio killed 9 people and wounded 17. Foxy News host Tucker pointed to the fact the gunman was a longtime user of the marijuana. It turns out, in fact, that many violent individuals have been avid marijuana users, Carlson said at the time. Is there a connection, question mark?
Hey, I'm just asking questions over here.
And now the author references the PolitiFact, which states, there is no clear linkage between marijuana and violence. No clear linkage? According to PolitiFact, it's widely known amongst drug policy experts that weed consumption and psychosis are correlated, though no strong causal relationship has emerged. And public health researchers in 2016 found that pot tends to make people more relaxed.
What?
More chill, you might say.
That's not what Fox News said. I'll come at it. Possibly be true. Oh yeah, because I've been smoking it damn near my whole life, and I'm pretty relaxed except when I gotta deal with asses like Laura Ingram.
It's a long-term longitudinal study. You do it for science.
Yes.
Come back, we're doing it for science, folks. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls could be next. 844-96 party.
Hey, listen guys. Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
No, but then I do enjoy the smell of this stuff, don't I?
I can taste it.
You get your hair dry, Jack.